Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Besides the massive lifts of overcoming the coronavirus pandemic and recovering the American economy, one of the biggest challenges for President Joe Biden is going to be restoring America's standing with our international allies. And already, in the second month of the administration, there's a big obstacle to this: the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Work has reportedly restarted on the controversial Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline in the Baltic Sea, almost a year after U.S. sanctions brought the German-Russian project to a standstill.
German authorities have given the go-ahead for the Russian ship Akademik Chersky to lay another 2.6 kilometers of pipe by the end of the year.
For most of the past 4 years, the American position has consisted of imposing sanctions to keep the pipeline from completion.
A lot of U.S. senators, on a fairly bipartisan basis, don't want to see this thing get completed. They would say it would just bring in more money for Russia, which is a backer of the pipeline.
We managed to unify Democrats and Republicans in the Senate and Democrats and Republicans in the House. And we passed the sanctions in December of last year. And construction on the pipeline halted minutes before these sanctions were signed into law.
If completed, Russian natural gas would make it to Germany and pretty much any other European country that needed it, which would extend the continent's dependence on Russian energy even further into the future.
I think it's a horrific thing that's being done, where you are feeding billions and billions of dollars from Germany primarily, and other countries, but primarily from Germany, into the coffers of Russia.
But it's also becoming a bit of an albatross around the Biden administration's neck, because President Biden doesn't necessarily want to see this project come to fruition, but he also wants to repair the international relations that the U.S. has had with Germany after 4 cantankerous years of the Trump administration.
I'm Anthony Adragna, and today on Politico Energy, Ben Lefebvre on President Biden's Nord Stream 2 conundrum. It's Tuesday, March 9th.
A total of 160 kilometers still have to be laid. Only then would the underwater pipeline be ready.
The pipeline's about 95% built. I mean, it's just got to go a few more miles with putting in some pipeline to connect it to the German port of entry, I guess. So they're getting down to last days. The Biden administration has basically come back and said, well, look, you know, you had 4 years under Trump and nothing really got done from the U.S. side. So it's a bit unfair to attack our administration that's only been, you know, in power for like 2 months now, not even 2 months, when you had all that time to do something about it.
What has the Biden administration said publicly about this project?
I think they've basically said they'd opposed it. In the political story, there were people from the Biden administration saying, you know, that Biden had called it a bad deal for Europe, and that they are still working on a sanctions package. It's just not as quickly as, you know, congressional Republicans would like. But it'll be too little too late for whatever does come out.
Congress has now passed sanctions against entities involved in the project twice. They were under legislation signed into law. The Biden administration had to issue an early report on sanctions. What did they do in that report, and how did that go over with Congress?
The report didn't go over very well. GOP senators like Senators Ted Cruz and others lambasted the administration, saying this doesn't go far enough. You said you were going to come out with something, and this is, you know, nothing really new. So they're pushing them to kind of place these sanctions on other companies who have helped build the pipeline.
And you mentioned Cruz. He took a step on Friday, made more of a symbolic one at this point. But what did he do there? And what does that tell you about how he's viewing the importance of this project?
Nord Stream 2 in the last year was an incredible bipartisan victory for the United States. The pipeline.
Senator Cruz put a hold on the CIA pick to kind of protest the Biden, you know, what he says is a slow reaction from the Biden administration on this.
The Biden administration has been sending mixed signals. And those signals have been heard by Putin. And so Putin, after ceasing building the pipeline for a year, has gone back to building the pipeline.
You know, I don't know how much he expects it to do. To a certain extent, there's not much the U.S. can do at this point. Like, this thing is, you know, nearly completed. It's kind of fait accompli right now. You know, I could see where some companies will just say, well, look, we'll take the hit on sanctions if we get paid from Russia to do this.
How do you think, how is Europe viewing a lot of these moves by the initial Biden administration on this project?
On this project, they probably realize that Biden's first, you know, thoughts are going to be to kind of, you know, healing the transatlantic relationship. I would guess the Biden folks are going to think, do we really want to put another puncture in the tire of, you know, German relations for something that's just, you know, it's too far gone. You know, it's the upside isn't there for us to do this. So I could almost see the Biden administration pivoting off this and just say, let's get tougher on Russia in other ways that don't necessarily, you know, pick at the wound of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Also, the first legal showdown over the Biden administration's climate policy is now set. Yesterday, a dozen Republican attorneys general sued the administration over its decision to increase the social cost of carbon. The social cost of carbon is one metric that allows the government to quantify the impact of carbon emissions on the U.S. society, and it's a powerful tool for any government that wants to justify regulations on carbon. In the lawsuit, the GOP attorneys general argue that it's Congress's job to set these social costs, even though both the Obama and Trump administrations had set their own figures on this. In the suit, the Republican officials argue Biden's decision will hurt the economy for decades to come, stifle energy productions, and destroy jobs. But keep in mind, the administration has not yet implemented any regulation based on the social cost of carbon that would have any impact on the economy or energy sector. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And listen to our other shows, Politico Dispatch, Playbook Audio Briefing, and Nerdcast. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.